to the street. It's a very big, it's a big market. And that market, like Calcutta Fish Market. Big. And the first welcome to Plum was this, the smell of the fish. Prabhupada said, Krishna, why do you bring me to this horrible place? How will these people understand? Is this his humility, the Prabhupada's humility? Our acharyas, pure devotees in general, they never have pride. You will never see Queen Prabhupada has attributed his success to himself. He said, my Gurudev sent all of you. Prabhupada gave the success of his Krishna consciousness to his disciples and his guru. Most times. That is humility. The nature of pure devotees. You see that in their action. They don't pretend. They don't just speak. They express what is inside. The pure devotees are the same what they do, what they say. Conditional soul were different from what we do and what we say. We say something different, we do something different, we are also different. But pure devotee is the same. So what they speak, what they do, the same what they are. The Prabhupada is expressing humility. So he is praying to Krishna, please, you have given me this service. I'm not qualified to do the service, but you have given me this service. So, you make them to understand my language. Use me. Become my intelligence, become my sense, become my mind, become my word, become my everything. So whatever I will speak should be you. So when the Prabhupada was listening to the lecture he has given in the morning, he was listening to the lecture himself. So devotees met him and saw this. He was listening to the lecture he had given in that morning. So devotee was shocked. You are listening to your own lecture. It is for us. So Papa said, no, it is not me who spoke. It is Krishna who spoke. So I'm listening to Krishna. When we speak, how do we feel? You didn't hear the lecture this morning. I gave that lecture. Because we spoke, so we feel like this. But suppose the Prabhupada did not speak. Krishna spoke to him. His guru speaks to him. So he listens. So the Prabhupada reads his own books. Because they are dictated by Krishna. Not that he is a writer, so we have to use an intelligent brain to write. No. Krishna did everything through him. Because it's a pure devotee. Krishna said, if you make yourself available. I will use you. The Prabhupada made himself available. Krishna used him to give us Krishna consciousness. So it is, it's different. Humility, genuine humility, is a life of pure devotees. Conditioned soul, sometimes we can pretend our humility is pretentious, not the genuine one. And that is why we can change. We can be humble for some time and become arrogant. Because it is not genuine, it is a artificial one. Right? Something else? When we come to Krishna consciousness, we are very appreciative of Krishna consciousness. We are very, very enthusiastic. We want to become pure devotee tomorrow. After 2 years, 5 years, that enthusiasm is not more the same. That eagerness is not more the same. That taste which was pushing was not more the same. So what is responsible? Number one, when we are coming from the material world, the fire of material energy is burning. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, Rupa Goswami said what? Devotionless, pure devotional seva has six characteristics. Pure devotional seva put automatic stop to material miseries. So when we come with that fire, we are coming, oh, tomorrow I will become a pure devotee. Because the fire of material energy is burning. But when the power of pure devotion cools down, that tendency will become complacent. I am not the boss. So the amount of enthusiasm we had before is no more there. Complacency, Christians say, is a demon. Edward Gita, 1617. A demon. We become complacent. Now, we are happy. The fire is no more burning, so we are okay now. For a devotee to say, I'm okay, is Maya. So Maya is smiling. You're okay now? So what is making you okay? Maya. So you're not ready. Stay here. Then position comes in. Bhakta leader. I'm a Bhakta leader now? Yes. It's me. Arrogance will come inside because you're no more a gentle person. When the devotee comes, oh, Prabhu, I'm busy. You see me tomorrow. So now we are no more bhaktas, we are now politicians. Devotion is God. Politics, we are now playing on devotees' life. The taste for chanting goes up. The taste for hearing goes up. If we try, we'll be hanging on our intellect. The knowledge to speak the philosophy without devotion inside. And we will not recognize it. We will not recognize that we are becoming a Gyani instead of Bhakta. This is how most of us are functioning. We are hanging on bhakti. We are hanging on the person of bhakti, but no bhakti. We are just hanging around and floating. If one chant Hare Krishna, the two things will come from chanting Hare Krishna. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, devotion will come or material opulence will come. What is material opulence? Position and the glory that comes in that position. We are enjoying that. So bhakti will be going down. The glory of being Bhakta Dita or Namahat Dita or Pujari or Head Pujari or Sankirtan Dita or President or Project Director or Regional Director or GBC or RGB or something. All these positions will become an intoxicant, and then we spend money tonight in meetings and in meetings and in meetings and in meetings and meetings throughout our life. Meetings. Our japa, even in during japa, we'll be managing. During japa, we'll be doing management. In the class, we'll do management. So, what is bhakti? Time for japa, we are also managing. Time for class, we are also managing. And after that, we are going to do meditating throughout the whole day. So what is bhakti? So we become dry and be acting mechanically. Everything is mechanically. There is no juice inside. The way to notice that which Krishna always used to show us is that everything will become a source of agitation. Everything becomes a source of agitation. Irritated for every single thing. Irritated, disturbed, and worried. So these are signals. Krishna is very kind. He sends all these signals to let us know we are on the wrong path. We don't notice it. Still, we think that, oh, somebody doesn't like me. Ready? 10 minutes has passed. So we should take sadhana very seriously so that we get protected from all these sannaratas. Our protection is strong, sincere, serious sadhana.
Hearing attentively becomes very difficult, and then the tendency just appears to Buddha wrong in that way. But Buddha in this case, like, there are some symbols we are when we are trying to focus and integrate it very difficult.
Yes. If you want to focus, it's very difficult. Well, why is it difficult? It is difficult because we are very mechanical in relating with each other. Our relationship is not from the heart. It's mechanical. Bhakti is not mechanical. So our japa will be dry. We cannot go to Godhead alone. We cannot. So it is not a mistake that Krishna has brought all of us together in one place. It is not a mistake. Krishna has a plan. What is the plan? That we need each other to become successful in Krishna consciousness. So if you don't recognize that and treat everyone nicely, our japa will be mechanical. The way we deal with each other, deal with everything, has effect in our practice. Until we recognize it and correct it, our devotional service will not be so meaningful. We can do very powerful, powerful things, but it's different from bhakti. When we use our material ability to do something, it doesn't necessarily mean it is bhakti. That is one way. Other reason for having a dry japa is inattentiveness. Inattentiveness means what? There is something which is distracting our attention from having attention. Something is distracting. Distraction. Distraction is coming from offenses, is coming from maintaining the same taste for sense gratification. Instead of giving it up, we should maintain the same interest in sense gratification. Things which are temporary, they have effect. So we have to look at this directly. What is the intention? What is behind? What is the motive of my chanting japa? We should know that. So if we know that, we should know the principle. What is the principle? We should know that everything around me has value for my success in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I should respect everything and everyone around me and see them as a means for me to get back on my path. The right attitude. Also, another sacred experience. If we don't understand that the name and Krishna are the same, we will not have the result of chanting. We will be fully convinced that the name and Krishna are not different. So, how will we feel if Krishna stands before us? How will we feel? If you have this attitude, the name is Krishna standing before me, you will give attention. Right?
Material desires, few material desires, like getting good grades or something like this.
Material desires will go if we focus, if you understand this naturally, we focus on practicing nice devotional service. Material desire will go. We don't have power to stop it, but the pure name will stop it. The pure name will stop it. So we should sincerely practice. They will go. In due course of time, they will go. If material desires are not the means of pure devotee, so they will go eventually as we continue to intensify our chanting and purification is coming. They will go. Yes, sir. Okay, last one, 2 minutes.
Yes, Maharaj, I had one question. Out here right now, there are maximum of brahmacharis. What about grihastha? I'm a grihastha. I face a lot of difficulties chanting, and I also have a lot of swings. At times I'm having very good spirituality, and at times I have very, very bad spirituality. And these highs and lows, why do I get these highs and lows? And because I'm a grihastha, I have so many responsibilities and so many distractions. I have 3 children. So how does a grihastha inculcate good chanting? How does he become more sincere? How does that taste for God consciousness, Krishna consciousness stick and not have fluctuations?
Fluctuation will continue. Until we become pure devotee. Until we become pure devotee. Until then, fluctuation will come. Up and down will come. But up and down is part of material life. See, this shouldn't be a problem. Because not all days are the same. Right? Not all days are the same. So we should learn how to become, to maintain a steady practice. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, spirituality means we are maintaining a steady practice without worrying about good and bad. So Krishna consciousness is not about good and bad. It's about transcendence. And transcendence means to maintain the balance. That whatever comes, I consider my spirituality as what's important, the priority. So I will face it. So even if I'm happy, I should maintain chanting my sincere heart. If I'm not happy, I should still maintain chanting my sincere heart. That's all. We will overcome. So, as a householder, you say you have many things. You already have many things you are doing, right? But none of those things stop you from doing what you're supposed to do, even if you're not a devotee, right? Even if you're not a devotee, the things you are doing, there are many, you still do them. The same way, as a devotee, you will continue to do your Krishna consciousness as you're supposed to do it. Prabhupada told a devotee who complained, Maya is disturbing me. A Krishna said, yeah. Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry. Maya is fighting. You should continue chanting. Let Krishna and Maya continue to fight. One day, the holy name will rise above Maya. You will succeed. You don't give up. As Maya is not giving up, we should not give up Krishna consciousness. We should continue. Krishna will kick out the Maya and remain victorious. So just continue to practice. Either happy or not, success or not success, it doesn't matter. Just keep chanting. It will come. In association of devotees. Without association, it's not possible. With association, it is possible. So, Prabhupada, if you have a
question. Yeah.